Miss Coyote, Humor and Survival. Jean Lamar, Miss Coyote invites Junipero Serra over for dinner, 2015. Full-size mannequin sculpture, collection of the artist. Lamar frequently uses satire in her work to criticize or reveal contradictory narratives, noting that humor is often employed by Native American artists as a strategy for coping with trauma. She credits the artist Warrington Colescott, whose work she first encountered as a student at UC Berkeley, for introducing her to the idea that satire could bring levity to the serious cultural and political issues she wanted to address. This life-size sculpture offers a cheeky yet scathing critique of Junipero Serra, the Franciscan priest associated with establishing the Spanish mission system that led to colonization of what is now the state of California. Critics charge that the mission system forced Native Americans into slavery and introduced disease that killed thousands of Native people. Lamar has dressed Miss Coyote in sultry attire designed to entice Serra, a miniature monk-like figurine, over for dinner. Little does Serra know that Miss Coyote is outfitted with weapons and bullets to overtake him. The gold rush and the mission system decimated our population by approximately 90%, says Lamar. But that part of the story is rarely told. Miss Coyote regains control of the popular historical narrative and encourages people to see it in a different light. Humor helps ease the pain from racism, she says. Opening the door to this part of our lives brings a different light to the dialogue, which may bring a better understanding between different worlds. Jean Lamar, Minnehaha Lives, Boxes, Indian Women, 1995. Top left to right. Dolly Dingle, Wild West Princess, Knott's Berry Farm Maiden. Bottom left to right. Our Feathered Friends, Dotso Lolly, Minnehaha. Mixed Media, All Collection of the Artist. By 1994, Lamar's research led her to amass enough images of Native women from Anglo-American popular culture for her to undertake an entire series of box assemblages featuring misappropriated images of Native American people. I kept postcards, so I did a lot of imagery off of crazy postcards from the era when they didn't even know who Indians were, Lamar explains. Most of the time, popular film and culture represents Native Americans through the lens of the Plains Indians, ignoring the differences and subtleties of different indigenous cultures. CoverGirl, Reversing the Gaze. Lamar's CoverGirl series began with her discovery of an 1867 photograph by William Soule, the official photographer for the United States Army post at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. During his lifetime, Soule photographed hundreds of images of Chiricahua Apache people, today known as the Fort Sill Apache tribe, who were uprooted and imprisoned by the U.S. military in the late 1800s. Soule's four-year ethnographic study resulted in photographs such as the one Lamar saw of a partially nude woman reclining on a buffalo hide. Lamar was appalled when she first laid eyes on the photograph. He photographed her naked and he would make them pose like that in a boudoir sexual way, she said. Soule printed and sold images like this to American soldiers, fulfilling their demand for exotic representations of the other. Seeking to reclaim the unnamed woman's dignity, Lamar reappropriated Soule's photograph for her CoverGirl series, carefully adding clothing and jewelry to cover her nude body. In doing so, Lamar refused to let the woman's nude figure become the object of the viewer's gaze. The series title, CoverGirl, is a humorous play on words, referring at once to the act of covering up the woman, as well as to the term commonly used to describe a woman featured on a magazine cover. William Soule, Portrait of a Young Woman in Native Dress and with Ornaments, 1867-75. Photograph, National Anthropological Archives, Smithsonian Institution. Jean Lamar, Minnehaha Lives, 1983, Etching. Collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. In Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's epic 1855 narrative poem, Song of Hiawatha, he writes of the fictional character Minnehaha. He conceives of Minnehaha as the beautiful, beloved, and subservient wife of the Native American leader, Hiawatha, who is also fictional. Longfellow associates Minnehaha with the natural world, describing her as a dark-eyed maiden, named after a waterfall with moods of shade and sunshine, feet as rapid as the river, and tresses flowing like the water. In Longfellow's poem, Minnehaha eventually dies from the famine and the fever, referring to the hunger and disease introduced by American settlers. Lamar returns Minnehaha to life in her series Minnehaha Lives. In this vibrant etching, Lamar's Minnehaha appears center stage, a resilient survivor who is full of life. Jean Lamar, Sunkiss, 1994, Monotype, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. Jean Lamar, Sunkiss, 1994, Monotype, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. Throughout the 1990s, Lamar collected commercial package labels that exploited images of Native American women. Sunkiss is her attempt to rescue the unnamed young Native woman whose face was, for years, plastered on boxes of Sunkissed Kaweah made brand lemons as a nostalgic marketing gimmick. The word Kaweah is taken from the ancient Yokuts language meaning raven cry, which has little to do with growing or selling lemons. In Sunkiss, Lamar inserts the image of the young woman upon a background of delicate handmade paper, surrounded by swatches of purple lace that envelop her in a protective embrace. Jean Lamar, Untitled Cover Girl, 1989, Offset Lithograph, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, gift of the Brandywine Workshop and Archives, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This 1989 lithograph is one of the first times Lamar incorporated William Soule's 1867 photograph of a nude Native American woman into her CoverGirl series. Lamar clothed the woman in traditional regalia to give her back her dignity. Lamar surrounded the woman with protective layers of textured fabrics while a U.S. military jet flies overhead. Jean Lamar, CoverGirl No. 15, 2015. Mixed Media and Monoprint on Canvas, Collection of the Artist. Jean Lamar, Ni Yakwe, Down, 2012, Acrylic on Canvas with Mixed Media, Collection of the Artist. Lamar recalls watching her elders and family members play the popular gambling game known as hand game over the years. She especially loves the way the tradition brings together people of different generations. I used to go with my grandmother all the time to the Reno Indian Colony. We'd go gamble there. There's a big ravine where everybody gambled, a big hand game and card games. Ni Yakwe is the term for hand game in the Northern Paiute language. Purple Flower Girl 2021, a documentary on Jean Lamar, produced and directed by Sanavi Spoonhunter, video 16 minutes 21 seconds.